But you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, we see our Lord departing from the apostles anew. And it is a complexity of emotions that they experience at this time. But it's a stark difference from what we see the first time our Lord goes away. Our Lord, when he dies, the apostles are terrified by that reality. They think perhaps maybe they placed their trust in the wrong man. Perhaps maybe they have misunderstood all along. Perhaps he whom they thought was the Messiah, maybe they had gotten it wrong somehow. How is it that this man could die? What types of despair they felt during that time while they hid in the upper room? What types of fear they had experienced in their hearts at that point in time? But then, as we know, our Lord returned and he made all things clear to them about the truth of his divinity. He had risen from the dead. He was the Messiah. He was God, exactly who he claimed to be. And all things in their minds were made right. And they were again filled with great joy at being in his presence. But now here we are on Ascension Day, and our Lord again departs from them and rises up into the air and is taken up into heaven. Yet you don't see in the minds of those apostles that same fear and trepidation and ultimately really confounding aspect to their situation. No, not everything is clear, but it's clear enough that God will take care of his own and see to it that what he has told them that they must do will be realized some way. Our Lord has told them that they are to go forth and they are to preach to every nation, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. These 12 largely ignorant, simple men, many of them laborers and fishermen and handymen and tent makers, and yet while the while they no longer doubt our Lord in what he's said to them. They just don't know how it's going to happen. And so it's with a placidness they watch our Lord ascend into heaven. There's a longing there. They don't want him to leave them. They want to actually go with him. They want to be always in his presence. But they also understand now that he must go in order for what must be done to be taking place. And so they wait and they pray and they are patient, and soon the Holy Ghost comes and helps them. It's interesting, sort of in a much different way, the same type of confusion came to us about almost a month ago now when Bishop Dolan died. What do we do? Where are we going to go? How are things going to take place? The work, the mission, is all quite a bit overwhelming for Father McGuire and myself, and Father Taranta, looking at all that needed to be done. And we truly thought this is going to be a monumentous task. And it was something that was scary and it was difficult to wrap our minds around. Yet as time went on, it was something that started to settle in as a reality that just needed to take place. But first, all the pieces needed to be set up again. It was that we needed to have the priests ordained and ultimately Father McGuire consecrated to be bishop. And then it became clearer that the mission continues on. Yet still, that anxiety about how remains. But over the time, so many people wrote in and spoke words of encouragement and promise of prayers and promise of support to us, that a confidence built in our hearts. But I think for Father McGuire, or Bishop McGuire, and myself, one of the most comforting things was a simple email sent to us by one of the people at St. Gertrude. She had known Bishop Dolan since the 70s, when he was a very young and baby-faced Father Dolan. And he had come up to their house in St. Louis and said a mission mass there. And she had received First Holy Communion from his own hands. Now her children are grown through our schools, and they are going to college, and they too have received their sacraments from the same source. And she wrote that after Father Chicada had died, she was talking to Bishop Dolan and asked him what would happen if he were to die. How would everything be taken care of then? And she said that he looked at her and without hesitation said these words: "They will do it their own way, and it will be great." And it was a simple sentence, but a simple voice of confidence from Bishop Dolan himself that she gave to us. And it reminded us, not that Bishop Dolan somehow magically made us more competent or more better prospect for success in that way, but rather it reminded us of the truth of the situation and why he had confidence. This isn't our church. This isn't our mission. No, it is God's church. It is God's mission. And so it always continues, and it is always aided from on high. There's nothing extraordinarily new about what we will do. We will continue to offer the sacraments, to preach, to teach the faith, to lead people in prayers and devotions, to guide people in morality, to try to be a leader in the way of bringing people down the same pathway, each and every one of us leading onwards on our own path to heaven. Yet the church itself is bigger than any one person. In fact, it's bigger than all of us. And so it's certainly not us that is actually the one who is doing the work. Yes, physically it is working, and yes, we have to do our part to participate with grace. But as the apostles would experience, our Lord gives what is necessary to perform the task and fulfill the vocation that he has called them to. The apostles, they didn't know on this day how they would fulfill the Master's mission. Yet they knew that some way, then somehow, it would be done. And that they were willing to follow after and to do it and to lead and to do whatever needed to be done, even if it meant that they gave their lives. And soon, God made all this clear to them on Pentecost. For 2,000 years, that has continued. And after traveling back here yesterday and being here and kind of late and still being kind of worn out from all of those things that have transpired over the last month, making it seem like one really long day, I just wanted to leave you with that little meditation about this wonderful feast day. Today was the day that the apostles were left by our Lord, but felt very much assured the mission would be completed by God with them. The same remains with us, that our Lord we know continues to help us, to guide us, and to lead us in helping souls. And so it is with a confidence that we continue to do just that, and that with your support and your prayers, we are ready to do whatever is necessary to make that mission continue. And so, may God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.